as soon as you're born.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before I go to the lines, I want to stand up for Jimmy Carter. I met Jimmy Carter. I, at the time, was very active in the Democratic Party, and he and Rosalynn invited me and my wife Mary to the White House, along with a few hundred other people, for a Christmas party after he lost the election. And we went there, and it was a somber mood. They were so gracious. White House looked beautiful. Ronald Reagan was already in Washington, staying at Blair House, where the vice president normally stays, preparing to take over. And I'll tell you this about Jimmy Carter. Not only was he a decent man, he was an excellent president. You know, he was a nuclear engineer in a submarine in the Navy in the early 50s. And when he was at Annapolis, in those days, there was a lot of bullying and hazing. And they would have, believe this or not, guys from the Deep South who were in Annapolis, the upperclassmen would make them stand there and sing a song, Sherman's March on Georgia, you know, about the devastation of Atlanta by the Union Army, just to taunt them. I'm not kidding. I mean, and he put up with a lot. He went on, became governor of Georgia, was an excellent president. The rap on him, I'll tell you the rap and the real rap, the rap was, oh, the Iranians took hostages. Islamic fundamentalism was rising, and he did a skillful job in preserving their safety. And then he's the guy that arranged for the release. But because Reagan won, they were released when Reagan was president, he took credit for it. The second thing is, my impression, having met Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter, is he didn't have a political personality. He was, in a sense, too honest. I mean, he'd give a press conference and he'd answer truthfully. And people were looking for a little song and dance. You know, they were looking for some flashing eyes, guys with a cane and a top hat and tap dancing. And that's what they got with Reagan. So it was a matter of style more than anything else, in my view, in my view. But I will testify, having met Reagan, having met Carter and his wife, Rosalynn, in the White House at a Christmas party, I was honored to be invited. I have nothing but respect and the highest regard for him. And I think historically he will go down as a great president, and the handful of trolls in the Republican Party who attack him all the time and defend Trump are out of their mind. All right, we're going to the lines. PT of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, PT of Milwaukee?
Hey, Matt. I have several comments, then you can all hang up and you can respond to them if you'd like. First of all, I really like your program. I think you are the antidote to the right-wing radio on 1130, like Jay Weber.
Thank you.
It's very different. They don't take all callers like you do, which I have high respect for you. Like, you know, CJ, if he was a liberal, he would not be allowed to comment on 1130. But anyways, regarding Putin, this may sound extreme, but I think he is approaching the level of a antichrist. I think he could bring down this world. And Trump is actually his disciple. And people who worship Trump, like CJ, are also disciples of Trump. Anyways, and regarding Musk, he is a dangerous billionaire. So he indicated that he wants to save democracy with Twitter. Actually, if he gets a hold of Twitter, I think he will destroy democracy, because Trump almost did that using the Twitter platform. So I'm going to let you all respond to that. I do think that we are going in a dangerous direction if Musk gets a hold of Twitter, because he will allow Trump right back on, and that will be a powerful platform for Trump to actually destroy democracy. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, PG. That's a profound statements, and I thank you for the compliment on the show. Here's the deal. Here's a couple of things. First of all, on Putin and the Antichrist, I agree with you. I wouldn't put it in theological terms. I'd put it in Putin is acting exactly like Hitler. Putin does not care about other people. And he will commit genocide like Hitler. He will commit genocide, and he is committing genocide. He takes pleasure at the suffering of others. He's got to be removed. preferably removed by the Russian people themselves, because somebody in that position, you know, doesn't just retire to a summer home in Odessa or something. A guy like that is removed by assassination. And how that is handled is very awkward, because you don't want countries going around trying to assassinate each other's leaders and expose us too. But I think the word has gone out, and none too subtly, that Putin's got to be removed. You know, now he's threatening to put nuclear weapons near the border with Finland. He's threatening to nuclearize the Balkans. He already has in Kaliningrad, which is right near the Lithuanian and Latvian border. But this is what the guy is doing. So I agree with you 100%. On Elon Musk and Twitter, just very briefly, here's my view on him. I think Elon Musk, as a businessman, founding Tesla and founding the rocket company, did an amazing thing. He's letting it go to his head. The guy, you know, isn't short on self-regard. People like that, you know, tend to be very full of themselves. And he's made this offer to Twitter. The Twitter board, I think, is turning it down. Trump lies as much as Putin. Trump said, well, even if he takes over Twitter, I don't think I'll go back on. Of course, he's lying. Elon Musk will say, come back on. He'll come back on. And then he has a platform. The truth is, though, that in a free country like ours, he already has a platform anyway in this regard. He shoots his mouth off every day. I talk about him on this show. Why do I talk about him on the show? Why does he? I let him suck the oxygen out of the room, because he says such disgusting things. When he's shown body bags, he'll say, I know Putin well, when he's asked, is there evil over there? You can't not say that, but just mentioning it gives him oxygen. So he's going to get oxygen wherever he gets it. If he is restored to, say, Facebook, to, say, Twitter, there is a dark web in all those places, criminal conduct and so on, and he's part of it. The way to stop him is for Merrick Garland to charge him with a felony. That's the way to stop him. Or Alvin Bragg, if he's not willing to reconsider, impeach Alvin Bragg and put a DA in Manhattan on this thing and charge him with fraud, with felonies. So I think as far as Twitter goes, the First Amendment privilege belongs to the owner of Twitter. It belongs to the editor of a newspaper. You know, the question is, do you let Hitler on Twitter? That's really what it comes down to, because Trump is basically close to Putin. And the answer on that one is, do you have the government shut down Twitter? And the answer to that is no. Let's let the economic process work out. But thanks for calling. Really appreciate it. Thank you for calling. One final thing, which this is probably good news, is puts more pressure on Putin. It looks like Russia is going to default on its debt. Why is it doing that? Because it paid in rubles. Its national debt requires payment in dollars. There is a grace period. There's a grace period till May 4th. And if they don't do it by May 4th, which they can't because we've frozen their money, they default. Why is that significant? Because Russia has not defaulted on its debt since 1917, the Bolshevik Revolution. And in my generation, people would joke about Russian railway bonds. Russia was junk. Well, they're going to be junk again. They're going to be junk again. They're not going to get any financing, even from places that avoid sanctions. And if that doesn't help bring down Putin, I don't know what does. Great show. Great callers. We're coming to the end of the show. Everybody have a good weekend. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place on Monday. I'm signing off for today. Want to be a hero, well just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well just follow me.